Monologue 8.
Well now, ladies and gentlemen, that was our last item, and all that remains for me to do is to thank our performers sincerely on behalf of us all for the pleasure they have given us this evening. And of course I must express thanks to those who worked behind the scenes, and especially our producer. But most of all, I want to say thank you to all of you for coming here this evening and supporting this event, especially in such weather. I think perhaps I should take this opportunity to renew my sincere apologies to those sitting in the back rows. We've made temporary repairs to the roof, but unfortunately the rain tonight was unexpectedly heavy, and we're grateful to you for your understanding and cheerful good humour. I may say that we had hoped that temporary repairs would suffice, but we were recently informed by our surveyor that the whole roof will have to be replaced, which is, of course, a severe blow when you think it's only 5 years since we replaced the roof of the church itself. And so we shall be having another concert soon, I hope. But assuming we do, and it's as successful as tonight's splendid show, you'll appreciate that the need for more routine effort will still remain. And this is why I hope that when you receive my letter after the service tomorrow, you will respond to the best of your ability. Well, now the hour is late, and it only remains for me to say... I noticed that those of us at the front now seem to be getting... I wish you all a speedy good night. Can we have some more... Yes, teapots will be better than nothing, Mrs. Maxwell, if everything else is at the back. Quick as you can, please. The floor, you know.